Moving on with our discussion of Hilchos Purim, to touch upon some halachos related to Matanas Levyonim. Interesting. Hara, the Shem of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that much like we've been saying, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, one is not supposed to eat before performing the mitzvah that is incumbent upon me to perform. You know, the same is true by Shofar, for example, or by Kriyas Shema. Shlomo Zalman felt that it was appropriate not to eat on Purim day before one fulfills the mitzvos hayom, which would mean Matanas Levyonim. Now, obviously, if one's going to fulfill Matanas Levyonim through, let's say, the Shul Tzedakah Fund, where checks are sent out in advance and then are received in time for Purim, okay, you've done that already, and therefore you're covered. But if somebody is going to be relying upon fulfilling the mitzvah himself, bo b'yom on Purim, so one, l'chatchila, at the very least, should consider making arrangements to ensure that the mitzvah is taken care of before one sits down to eat a mizonos or hamotzi on Purim day. That was B'Shem of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that it's appropriate to tend to the mitzvah sayom before eating on Purim itself. The mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim, we know the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tafresh Tzadi Dalet, is to give, at the very least, two matanos to two aniyim. And the Magen Avraham there has the following short couple of lines, but very important halachos included. First, Magen Avraham says that the matanos levyonim that one gives should be mishelo velo mishel maos meiser. This is money that is in addition to and aside from the money that one gives regularly as Ma'aser Ksafim. But the Magen Avraham then adds, but if one wants to give more than the minimum that is required for Matanas Levyonim, oh, that additional amount could come from one's Ma'aser money. So that means we have to first determine what is the minimum amount that one needs to give for Matanas Levyonim. That amount should not be from one's Ma'aser money. Whatever one chooses to give on top of that minimal amount, that additional amount could come from one's Ma'aser money. What then is this minimum amount that one has to give to be yotzei the mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim? So the Mishnah Berurah here tells us, Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Prima Gadim says, I haven't yet found a source indicating precisely how much the Matanas Levyonim should be. That's the Prima Gadim. Then Mishbur quotes the Ritva, and the Ritva says, even one pruta per ani, total of two prutos, is sufficient. Now that's somewhat startling, because a pruta, if you really calculate exactly the value of a pruta, nowadays a pruta is really worth just a few pennies. Anyone going to think that you could get off that easy, so to speak? You give an ani a few pennies, and Matanas Levyonim, what's it going to do with a few pennies? It's useless. So how's that a kiyum of Matanas Levyonim? And so the contemporary poskim, I'm sorry? So obviously the Ritva meant a pruta, which was once upon a time something you could purchase an item with, and a chanami. That's exactly what he meant. He meant a pruta was something you could purchase something with, so that's worth something. And in the words of the Ritva, I'd say, it's a chashuva matana. It's considered something you're giving him. Nowadays, that's certainly worthless. You can't get away with giving a few pennies to somebody and say, oh, here's a matana. That doesn't mean anything. So the question is, okay, so what then is the new minimum that would count as a valid fulfillment of this matana levyonim to give to each evyon a matana? What is the minimum amount? So in Sefer Ashrei Ha'ish, they cite B'Shem Avol Yashiv Zatzal the following. Avol Yashiv said that, like you pointed out, clearly in the times of the Ritva, times of the Gemara, Pruta was more valuable than it is today. But Yashiv said, I think what you need to do is to give a nesina chashuva, a matana that is, okay, it's dignified. How do you define dignified? What does that mean, nesina chashuva? He said the following. He said, the ani shouldn't be embarrassed to receive it. It shouldn't be like a desire to give him this small amount of money. It should be something that he's appreciative of. He shouldn't be embarrassed to receive it. And also, he should be sameach bazeh. Isn't the whole purpose of Matanas Levyonim to give simcha to those who are in need? So the matana one gives should be enough that he would have some simcha from it. It should be considered a gift, a matana, as opposed to just a few coins that is not really necessarily a matana per se. He should have some simcha from it. He shouldn't be embarrassed by it. And that is how Rabbi Yashiv defines the matana chashuv of today. Oh, and a chanami. The ani has the chiv as well. That Mishnah Berurah also points out that the ani also, Mishnah Berurah says, and ani as well, has the same chiv of matanas of yonim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, at the very least, he and another ani should exchange. I give you, you give me. In other words, they all have the same chiv. So, if at the very least, they should exchange with one another the bare minimum of matanas. But that's how Rabbi Yashiv defines the sheer matana. It should be a matana that generates some sort of simcha, and it shouldn't be something that is embarrassing to be given. It should be something that is, I guess, considered matana chashuva. Now, how much is that? Still not very precise. I would venture to guess that if somebody gives an ani $10, that's chashuva. You can go and buy yourself couple slices of pizza and a drink, that's chashuva, just barely maybe. That's chashuva. That's something that's chashuv. Would you say even $5 is considered chashuva? You can buy a slice of pizza with $5. That's still something that's chashuva, presumably. So maybe $5 would be chashuva. I think that's still a safe argument to make. And they say in Sefer Kobetz Halachos, Rabbi Kleinman quotes Shmuel Kamenetsky that $1 is chashuva. Is that still the case? $1 is still chashuva. True, when people are collecting, instead of giving a quarter, you give a dollar. So for the recipient, it's considered better than just some change. But if I'm just giving one person a dollar, is that considered matana chashuva? What do you do with $1 nowadays? Can you purchase anything of value with $1? Even a bottle of water you probably can't get for a dollar, kamat. So I don't know, I wonder. I think $5 certainly would be sufficient as a matana chashuva for one person. And then you give one on $5, another on another $5, that should be sufficient. Again, it's hard to know exactly what the minimum is, but that's the approximate definition of the din. aside from the minimum that one must give, the Magen Avraham then adds another interesting halacha. Magen Avraham writes, according to Baal HaMor, that one should not give the matanos la'aniyim la'avyonim before Purim. Why? Because they might consume it before Purim. Interesting halacha. Don't give it before Purim because they might consume it before Purim. So the Prima Gadim is bothered. Why do you have to tell me a svar why you can't give it before Purim? Isn't the mitzvah to do it on Purim? What's the havamina? Elamai, it must be that if the purpose of the matanos is to give them the ability to benefit from it on Purim, they need to have it in advance to prepare. The only shaila is, if you give it too far in advance, they won't have it by the time Purim comes around. So apparently there's no chisaron per se in giving it before Purim. The ikkar is they should have it on Purim. That's the ikkar. That's how the Prima Gadim explains the Magen Avraham. Correct. So you have to ensure that the recipient will still have it on Purim. So a very simple solution, Rabbi Yashiv says, you see from the Magen Avraham, if you give it to the individual and you stipulate, please hold on to it until Purim. Okay, that's fine. So the Moshe, you give him a check and you post-date it for Purim. So he can't, I guess he could always sell it at check cashing place, but if you make it clear that it's not supposed to be cash until Purim, and you date it for Purim, so that also would be a valid means of fulfilling the mitzvah in advance because you're giving it out in advance, but he's going to have it on Purim. That would also be a valid means of fulfilling the mitzvah. So the funds that I receive, I mail some out before Purim, post-dated for Purim day, and I include a note, please do not cash until Purim. And then I also try to distribute some on Purim proper. Those are obviously more locally that I can get to on Purim myself. Please do. Yes, 100%. I invite everybody to send to the pulpit fund and to indicate that it is for Matanos of Yonim. For this year. The one last interesting psak, Rav Yashiv also. What is the definition of an evyon who is qualified to receive on Purim? Also important, Shiloh. So Rav Yashav paskin as follows. He said, if someone, even if he has a job with a set salary, but the salary he's earning per year is not enough to cover all his expenses month by month, and he doesn't have in savings enough to cover his expenses for the year, that is someone who's qualified to receive Matanos Levyonim. So as long as, Rav Yashav writes, he doesn't have enough from what he's earning and from what he has in savings to cover his expenses for the year, that is someone who is qualified pidin to receive Matanos Levyonim. Okay, so that's just an interesting and important ha'ara definition to keep in mind. Yeah, so obviously if he plans on flying to, out-of-town vacations every month, that's not going to be, an Evyon who is deserving to receive Matanos Levyonim. I mean, someone who is, living without the extravagances of those who are more well-to-do, but just basic expenses. He doesn't have the ability to cover his yearly basic expenses. One last ha'ar to conclude with, interesting ha'ar as well. Although we know that the din is called poshet yad nosnim, that in Purim you don't start drushah v'chakira. If somebody needs, you give him. That doesn't apply to those collecting from mosdos. And chanami, mitzvah gadol to give to mosdos as well. But there's no chiyuv that every mosdos that comes and asks for money in Purim, I have to give. That's the din said of the gabi da'aniyim. Again, the minhag is that people go around collecting from mosdos, and that's certainly a wonderful thing to do and to contribute to. But the din that there's a chiyuv to give without making too many drushas v'chakiras applies to aniyim, doesn't apply to those collecting on behalf of the mosdos.